You may not know what you're going to be for Halloween next week, but costume stores have a pretty good idea. They spend all year trying to predict what you will buy just before October 31st rolls around. From our Planet Money team, Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
Richard Parrott has to make his bets early. He runs Ricky's, a big costume chain in New York. He and his team meet year-round in something called the Creative Room, where they bat around pop culture trends.
Have you ever called it wrong and thought something was going to be really huge and it wasn't?
Yes. Last year, we went into some anime stuff, and we bought a little bit deep, and it just really bombed for us.
Parrott thought the streets were going to be overrun with dragons and fighters from Skylanders and Dragon Ball Z. Instead, at the last minute, everyone wanted to be this guy.
I am not in danger, Skylar. I am the danger.
Walter White from Breaking Bad. What Parrott had not counted on was that the finale of the TV show would air right before Halloween.
You have Breaking Bad, and people didn't realize how hot it was until about a week before Halloween.
A week before?
Yeah.
Parrott called an emergency meeting. So you realize everyone's like Breaking Bad. What do you do?
We sit down in the creative room and we source the products, you know. So what we did is we found a manufacturer that had a suit, and then we found somebody with a mask, and then we found somebody with the rock candy, and then it was just creating the package. And we sold, you know, I mean, there was an item that literally you would bring a box into a store and they would all be sold in seconds.
Talking to a costume guy, you realize that picking the right mix of costumes for a costume shop is kind of like picking stocks for your retirement fund. You never know what is going to happen, so you have to diversify. Richard Parrott walks me through the store, pointing out his portfolio.
And this section, as you get back here, more boas, because you cannot have enough boas.
Just like in the stock market, Parrott says, certain costumes are like blue chip stocks. They're steady. They go up a little every year.
You know, your pirates, your princesses, witches, vampires, the superhero costumes, you know, the meat and potato accessories, you know, like you can never have enough vampire fangs.
80% of Parrott's revenue comes from these. And there's one costume Parrott can count on every year. It never fails. It's kind of boring. It's the government bond of costumes.
Orange jumpsuit. Prisoner jumpsuit. It's like a guys always want to go out in groups. You know, the orange jumpsuit is a classic. It's there. You don't really pay attention to it. But when you look at the sales, you see, wow, it's one of our best sellers every year.
So those are the safe investments. But for a costume store to thrive, it needs to take a chance on some high-risk, high-reward investments. This year, Richard Parrott is betting on costumes from the Disney movie Frozen. So when did you start placing Frozen orders for this year?
sometime early summer, because, you know, I have a six-year-old boy, and when my boy can sing the lyrics to all the Frozen songs.
Do you want to build a snowman?
I said, I'm going to buy absolutely every piece I can get of that.
Right now, the aisles of Ricky's are full of Elsa's, Anna's, Olaf the Snowman, sexy Olaf the Snowman. So far, this Halloween season is working out pretty much as Richard Parrott planned it months ago. Sophie Chernside comes in with her sister Victoria. They are diehard Game of Thrones fans.
Everyone's obsessed with the show.
Yeah, we're big fans. So,
who would you want to be in Game of Thrones?
Khaleesi, Daenerys.
Daenerys Targaryen, Khaleesi, mother of dragons. She's blonde, she's hot, she leads an army, and Richard Parrott has got her.
Obviously, I'm going to be careful because I want to be able to fold it back up.
Well, yeah, there are only two left.
Make that one. Sophie Chernside grabbed the other one. Luckily, the basement is full of $50 Khaleesi dresses and platinum wigs, sold separately. Parrott called the Game of Thrones mania. But he won't really know how his portfolio panned out until November 1st. Still, he says, even if something doesn't sell, he never throws it away.
The Mork costumes this year. People are actually coming in. They're asking for Mork. They want to buy Robin Williams-type costumes. I mean, I've seen those costumes for years, and some of the packages are really, really old, you know, and they're being sold now.
Just like with stocks, sometimes an old costume investment will unexpectedly pay off. Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.